My dear brothers and sisters, Eid Mubarak.
Eid Mubarak.
To all of you and to Ummat Muhammad. Inshallah, on the occasion of this Eid, Allah Ta'ala will bless Ummat Muhammad with peace and security and wisdom. And inshallah, He will also bless us with giving us the strength of Iman. So that when necessity comes, that we, like Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, and like Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam, will be able to give up that which is dearest to us. Yesterday, 1,382 years ago, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave his farewell khutbah at the foot of Jabal Rahma to some, say, 140,000 people present. On that day, Allah Ta'ala also revealed to him the last ayats of the Quran al-Azim, in which Allah Ta'ala said, "This day the kuffar despair, prevailing against your religion. So fear them not, and fear me. This day I have perfected your religion and fulfilled my blessings on you, and it has been my good pleasure to choose Islam as your religion." Hazrat Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, when he heard these ayats from the blessed lips of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he cried, because he knew that the duty of the beloved of Allah was finished. And indeed, 82 days afterwards, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left us. On that day, he delivered his farewell khutbah, which I am sure many of you know. The khutbah consisted mostly of practical things. How should we treat each other? How should we respect the rights of each other? And if we lend money to each other, we shouldn't ask for interest. How should we treat our wives? How should we not kill each other? The only thing spiritual he has mentioned in that last khutbah was that, "I am leaving you with two principles. One is the Quran al-Azim, the other one is my Sunnah," said he. "If you follow them, you will not go astray." But the most important thing he said in that khutbah is the following: "Oh my Ummah, hearken my words. learn that every Muslim is a brother to every Muslim, and all of you is one single nation. Here we are. Today we have dressed well. We have come to this mosque. We have made our prayers. We sit next to each other. Who is sitting next to each other?
Me.
Do you know him who is sitting next to each other? Do you have any feeling for the one who is sitting next to you? In your job, you call the people you work with your colleagues. It's your brother who is sitting next to you. Allah Ta'ala says that if we do not love each other for His sake, our iman, our faith is incomplete. Do you know what we are celebrating today? We are celebrating today the sacrifice of that which we love most. What do we love most? We love me. We love I. We love mine. We love me. We love our identity. I am I, you are you. You are sitting next to each other, but you are you and he is he. When Nimrod, the tyrant who claimed to be God, threw Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam into the fire with a catapult, as Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam was flying up in the air towards the fire, Gabriel alayhi salam came and said, "Ya Ibrahim, shall I tell to Allah Ta'ala to help you?" He said, "Nay, no." He sees what is happening and he does what he so wills. I do not ask even to save my life to Allah Ta'ala because I don't exist. He knows what is happening to me. He does whatever he wishes to do with me. Can we say that as Muslims? This is called in Islam Maqam Ibrahim. This is called in Islam Maqam Rida. This is called in Islam the absence of saying I and me and mine. When Allah Ta'ala created our egos, He interviewed Him. He asked Him to the ego, "Who are you and who am I?" The ego said, "I am I, you are you, exactly like us." Ah, so He threw Him into the hellfire, burned Him for 10,000 years, took Him out, and again asked Him the question, "Who are you and who am I?" The ego said, "I am I and you are you." He threw Him into the hell of ice and froze Him for 10,000 years, took Him out. And again He got the same answer. By that time, Allah Ta'ala has created the blessed month of Ramadan, which we experienced 69 days ago, and made the ego fast. At the end of 30 days of fast, he took out the ego and said, "Ego, who are you and who am I? Oh Lord," he said, "I am a miserable creature which you have created, and you are the all-powerful. You are my Lord. I am nothing," said the ego. There was a prince in Iran whose name was Salman. Salman of Farsi, he heard the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He fell in love with the name. He came to Medina Munawwara and became one of the Ashab Safwa. Ashab Safwa was about 300 people who just sat at the door of Rasulullah's house and just waited there to see him to come out of his house. So one day, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting with his Ashab Kiram around him, and there came some foreigners, and they introduced themselves. They said, "I am so and so, Ibn so and so, from such and such place." And everybody, one by one, started introducing themselves. "I am so and so, the son of so and so, from the city and tribe of such and such." When the time of Hazrat Salman al-Farsi radiallahu anh came, Salman said, "I am Salman ibn Islam, not I am so and so, the son of so and so, from such and such country. I am the director of a bank. I am the inheritor of such and such prince," which he was. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he smiled and he said, "Salman is from my ethnicity. Salman is my son. When are we ever going to be able to say, I am Tosun ibn Islam?" Not, "I am so and so, Sheikh such and such, director of the bank, the son of so and so." When are we going to give up our identity? When are we going to give up the slavery of being a slave to our egos and learn how to be a servant of Allah Ta'ala? There was once a time that we were like that. In the history of Islam, and at that time people did not hate us like they do now. They loved us. They copied us. They respected us. They feared us. All the blessings of Allah, the wisdom, the kindness, the gentleness, the ability to love instead of to hate, will come to us if we could sacrifice that thing. Today, when Allah Ta'ala has asked Hazrat Ibrahim to sacrifice his son, if we could just start thinking, if we could somehow sacrifice our identity, our ego, our me, and I and mine. Then we will truly become a human being as Allah Ta'ala has meant us to be. Then we will truly become Muslims.
Ameen.
Ya Rab, have mercy on us. Ameen. Save us from the slavery of our ego.
Ameen.
Ya Rabbi, bring us the wisdom to become your servants.
Ameen.
And to obey you and you to follow what to do and what to you not to do, Amen. Which you have you indicated us clearly in the Quran al-Azim and in the habits of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rabbi, create the love of your beloved in our hearts.
Amen.
Ya Rabbi, create the love of each other in our hearts for your sake. Amen. Bihurmati Sayyidina al-Mursaleen, Taha wa Yasin. الفاتحة
اللهم اشرع على سيدنا محمد
آمين